The Bay Area Interactive Group presents The Big Sessions with me, John Ray, your quick one-on-one with the big shots in the interactive and digital space.
Welcome to The Big Session. This is John Ray, your host, and today I've got Sean Finnegan, who is the director of U.S. OMD Digital. Did I have that right?
Yes, sir.
We are on a yacht right now in Cannes and overlooking, I guess, the marina here. Beautiful.
Yes, unbelievably beautiful from both vantage points.
So what I'd love to find out is, what are you doing here in Cannes?
I'm representing OMD. We actually had a few awards shortlisted for our work on Singular for digital, for integration into some gaming. And so representing the ability to potentially win, which we didn't in the end, but it was an honor to be shortlisted.
What work that you guys have done recently that you're really proud of, regardless if it was entered in Cannes or not?
Yeah, I mean, I'll talk a little bit about the one that we entered, which was our integration of Singular into the Need for Speed Underground 2 video gaming, which where we took the products and attributes of Singular and built them into the game. We didn't just throw billboards up there. We didn't just throw banners. We used the communications tool as a device for the drivers in the game to communicate with one another, and found that an engaging proposition and a way that it's non-intrusive but engaging. And something where the users, as well as certainly people in our industry, found pretty innovative and exciting.
Great. Let's talk a little about, I mean, OMD is known as a terrific, probably one of the top media companies out there. You know, there's definitely a school of thought that believes that creative and media, especially for the online space, really have to work hand in hand. And the fact that, you know, there are some companies out there that do both versus, you know, splitting it between media and creative, yeah, you're at a disadvantage. What would you say to that?
Yeah, well, the disadvantage is an absolute fallacy. I think that I think we're all saying the same thing on both sides of the argument. If you think about it, media, I grew up on the traditional media side where we were part of the greater agency. And as a separate unit, we are extremely powerful and innovative. We have the autonomy and flexibility to be very creative. Now, the answer to your question is that I agree that media and creative need to be working with one another, however, as separate, distinctive units. So as media, as they're not the last 5 minutes of a business presentation, as they are a separate autonomous group, leveraging the clout for creative and strategic innovation, we're working alongside the creative guys who are in their own separate, distinct unit, who are brilliant in terms of, you know, forward-thinking, out-of-the-box, crazy ideas. They bring their ideas. They combine it with our media group. The difference is, you know, intuitively, everyone thinks that integration means that everyone needs to sit amongst one another. What it comes down to is the people being able to sit with one another, to make the effort, to go across town or across country to sit with these folks, to brainstorm, to get their creative ideas to fit with your media strength, and to make those two dynamics work. It doesn't, just because you're down the hall, doesn't mean that's the definition of integration. And I would argue, and I will continue to argue, and this may repeal itself, and we may all become one agency in the future again at some point, but the strongest combination and best benefit for our clients is an independent media shop collaborating uniquely with the best creative shop out there.
And do you feel that the integration between media and creative is more important, less important in the online space, or just the same between offline?
I think it's more important because there is still, even after 10 years of the invention of the web, there is still the ability of, if you can build it, I can place it. And that type of dreaming is also spawning into different areas, like as we get into satellite radio, interactive television, and some of the other emerging platforms. It's extremely important for the two to get together because we're still understanding our terminology. The next innovative wave of what's happening in our industry is going to be the traditional creatives getting on board with digital. We've had a mass exodus from traditional media getting into digital media. That's always been the case. the traditional creatives have been somewhat apprehensive to get into our space. They're now understanding the depth of the abilities of what they can do with their 30-second spots, which may translate into either a 10 or a 6-minute, getting into our digital platform. They're starting to understand that and becoming a little bit more comfortable with it. So certainly today, more with digital. And I also say that the experiences and the new sort of blockades that we have in the traditional platform are what the traditional people experience 12 months down the road. So they're gonna wind up having this problem very soon.
Do you see that media, like there'll be one media person working on interactive or traditional in the future, or is it going to be split up as it is today?
Wow. I think it'll be, we're migrating towards planning to be a combined effort where the traditional person will no longer have that traditional moniker, but they will also oversee another media vehicle called digital, and that there will be a separate division that will handle all of the operational attributes of it, sort of the ad serving, the billing, the execution, the negotiation, all of those data management and mining and operational matters. So I really do think that I, as the lead of this digital division across the country for this huge behemoth of a company, I'm working myself out of a job because digital is starting to pervade all of the other vehicles, TV, radio. There will always probably be a web specialist, but not always, but you're going to start to see those, you know, the media strategist job include online strategy as well.
So just wrapping up, I know you've got a lot of passion for this space, and you talk about kind of working your way out of a job. What is in the future for Sean Finnegan? Where is Sean going to be in 10 years?
I don't know. Hopefully somewhere. I have a lot of children that I need to support, so I need to, in the back of my mind, make sure I work to get myself into a post that supports them. Honestly, the true answer to that is that the digital media strategists, the planners, the buyers of today, let me make a bold statement and say that they are the multimedia strategists of tomorrow, and the traditional strategists of today need to understand the model and the platform on which we approach and evaluate and execute the digital medium in order to do the same functions for theirs. I think for my own personal benefit, I hopefully will always be a part of this organization or a media company that looks at a consumer as an individual and not as some sort of series of fragments of vehicles, and we're doing that. And I'm excited. You know, it's funny. I don't know where I would be today if it weren't for the web. You know, I have to find the other elements interesting, but I find the ability to get down to an individual customer level in a creative, conceptual way just unbelievably exciting. And I have no worries about me for the future, and for you as well, John. And
thank you.
You know, I think anybody that has embraced this early has understood the future, not just from the web, but just in how media is planned and bought for the future.
Terrific. Sean Finnegan, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate your time. Thanks.